With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our next guest is the former manager of fallen NFL star O.J. Simpson, representing him for more than a decade. And after marking the 26th anniversary of O.J.'s infamous low-speed Bronco chase last week, he's here today to talk about the documentary, available on Amazon, Vimeo and more, titled, Who Killed Nicole? Please welcome, Norman Pardo.
So, let me get Norm on. So, Norman, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good, man. So, here's the thing. By the way, nice to have you back on again, because there's so many questions. This, you've got a, there's a documentary about this Glenn Rogers serial killer guy. Now, he says he did it. And now, are you backing this documentary that OJ is totally innocent, and this guy, you think maybe he, the serial killer, was the one who did it?
Actually, yes. That's why my movie's having such a hard time with networks right now. Networks won't air it because OJ didn't do it. So they're having a hard time with that. They all know I've got the definitive story. I met with the president of some of the big three networks, and they said, this is the definitive story. This is what really happened, and they know it. But they can't air this movie.
So why wouldn't...
I've got the only documentary around that can't be aired. It's racial. You know, there was white people involved in the murder, not just a black person.
I guess
and therein lies my problem. If I put the knife in OJ's hand, everything is fine.
See, I guess we were just talking about the fact that during like the Ford Bronco deal, I remember sitting there going, wow, man, I was rooting for him. Like, it never occurred to me at the time. It genuinely, like, I really thought he was innocent. And then after the trial, I thought he was guilty. Well, after he wrote the book, if I did it, and it, you know, that pretty much laid the whole thing out, like from the killer's point of view, which it's hard to get past that. Like, let's say that what you're saying is right, that Glenn Rogers, the serial killer, did it. How do we get past him writing a book called If I Did It?
Well, if you read the book If I Did It, he said he had a partner with him when he went there. So actually, you know, but he didn't really write the book. But weird as it is, he mentioned his partner. The OJ did go there that night. They confronted Ron. It just when they confronted Ron, I'll give you a little bit of story there. Ron, in my opinion, pulled the knife first and cut OJ, and OJ ran. And left Glenn there with Ron.
So
that's how that whole mess ended up. That's why OJ's blood was at the crime scene, because he was cut.
Okay.
But none of the victims' bloods were ever found on OJ.
All right. By the way, I'm not choosing a side on this. So any question I ask you now is not meant to be confrontational. It's meant to find out, because now I'm excited about this documentary. I don't know if it's real or true or they have it right, but I'll tell you. So you're telling me the serial killer and OJ know each other?
Yes.
Okay. Did he know this guy was a serial killer?
The serial killer was actually interviewed by the California DA regarding the murders, and they gave him a plea deal to get him out of town. We've got the documents. That's in the movie.
Now, was this after or before the trial? Was this before the trial? You're telling me they interviewed this guy before the trial, the O.J. Simpson trial?
Yes, that's right. And that, you know, the irony of the whole thing is they interviewed him, Glenn Rogers, before the trial. And he was already wanted for murder on the America's Most Wanted list, and they let him go. And he even told me, he said, if they hadn't let me go there, I wouldn't have killed the 4 other people I'm in prison now for.
Why was OJ hanging out with a serial killer on the Most Wanted list?
Well, it wasn't him. When you watch the movie, that's the problem. There was a very influential white people involved. We'll just say it that way.
Hmm. But what I'm asking you though, I guess because I got confused,
and that's why it's so controversial.
I thought I got confused because I thought you just said that OJ was there that night. He got cut by a knife, but he was with this guy Glenn Rogers. So he was there with Glenn. Why was he hanging out with Glenn Rogers, a guy who's a stone cold killer?
He didn't know he was a stone cold killer. He didn't know who Glenn Rogers was. He just brought Glenn Rogers there, just like they did in Vegas, where he brought guys there to get his stuff back. He brought Glenn Rogers there as a backup to deal with Ron.
How does he know Glenn?
He had no... He was introduced to Glenn. Well, that's where you really have to watch the movie, because if I say it, then everybody gets mad. But if you watch one of the Kardashian shows, you'll see a little bit about what happened.
All right. Well,
Kardashians, keeping up with the Kardashians.
At this point, I'll believe almost anything. Like, it really, this is just... This story has so many weird twists and turns and craziness that... So he went there he brought a guy who just happened to be a serial killer. That's pretty over the top, but he didn't know. Now he gets cut and runs away, but this guy says, even though I got no dog in this fight, I guess I'll just kill them all anyway.
Well, no, at the time, you got to understand that Ron was killed 2 hours before Nicole. She wasn't killed the same time as Ron.
I did not know that.
My movie proves that.
So he laid there?
He was killed. He was dead. And then Glenn left, and OJ's already gone, and Glenn said he went back because OJ didn't pay him the money that was owed to him, and that's when he killed Nicole.
So
they weren't killed at the same time. That's why the police said the ice cream was still melting, the candles were still burning, and they couldn't make sense of it. We did a whole test on all of it to him.
So
ice cream melted in 45 minutes.
Sure.
They froze.
So he killed, you're saying he came back and killed Nicole Simpson because OJ hadn't paid him, and he did it to hurt OJ, or he did it to get the money from OJ?
He got the money. What he said he did was he went back and he told her that he had some nose candy for her, some coke, so she would have money when she come to the door.
But she didn't know that Ron was already dead?
No, because she was inside and he was killed on the other side of the house. And they walked over to where he was killed, he said. And then she saw Glenn and Ron laying on the ground, and he said he killed her and dropped her down the stairs right there next to him.
All right. So tell me, let me go backwards now. How did you end up being OJ's manager? After all this goes down, you weren't with OJ prior to this, were you?
No. What happened was my attorney came up, he just wanted me and OJ to get together.
How many years after the murders?
Something, and said it was OJ.
Yeah, but how many years after? I guess I was...
That one, we met in 1999, so it'd be about 4 years.
Okay. And how would you say
I was... was over.
This is an amazing story, by the way. And I probably will, because I like a good documentary, especially the weirder it is. I don't know what I'll feel like afterwards, but I'm going to watch it. It's called Who Killed Nicole, and it's on Amazon.
Yep.
Excellent. Listen,
and you can go to whokillednicole.com and watch it through there. If you want to watch it there.
All right. Well, listen, I know they got you on a short.
You're going to find out. You're going to love it. I mean, we did a thing. We did it in a theater where we had, I don't know, 400 people there.
And?
To get their response, and then we interviewed them afterwards. 98% of the people came out thinking that was the definitive story.
All right. I'm in. I'll have you back on after I watch it.
Yes. And your viewers, have them ask them questions. And then when they're done, let's just talk about what they saw.
I'm in. Hold on. Cause I know they got you going to another interview. So hold on a second. Cause I heard the guy beat me.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance. Well, I mean, I you know what, before I say there's no way in hell it's true, I'll
cringe
watch
your
it
ass because,
because, you know, I'm the same guy that said Dancing with the Stars will never be back for a second season. So, I'm wrong quite a bit. But I'm just like,
the hard piece to know
is... Well, listen, I come on. It's a crazy idea, but now I got to watch it. Because he killed him, then he came back, got her to the place where they killed the other one, threw them on top of the... I'm like, why?
Why go back?
Why would you go chuck him on the other... Like what's...
Because like, she was a witness?
What's the point?
I'm
no, because
yeah,
he could have killed her at her house, at the front door. Inside,
the,
you know.
The weird piece of it is, the Glenn Rogers dude from early on said he did it. And that's why his brother came out, like, because he had sent letters to his brother saying...
My thing is, I thought the Glenn Rogers guy maybe confessed to it afterwards. But now this guy says he confessed to it before.
Yeah, and the story I read,
and they do know that he's a real serial killer.
Yeah, he's a serial killer. Like, he's killed at least.
He's not one of those guys that says he is, but he's not. But
he's been convicted of two, and then he's claimed as many as like 50, between 50 and 70.
Hell of a guy.
Yeah, because they call him like the Casanova Killer. I think was one of his nicknames.
So this, how is O.J. Simpson connected to this guy?
I don't know. Well, because one of the stories I read, too, was that they were the Glenn dude. It had been a setup from the start to make it look like a robbery, like he'd went there. He was going to take some jewelry or stuff or whatever. But then OJ had said, hey, if people got to die, people got to die. So he didn't say it there. But what the feeling I got from what I read was that OJ knew it was going to go bad and he was going to kill two birds with one stone.
Well, that's right. I just got to find out. My question is, so this guy said he did it. And he said, did I hear him right, by the way? He said he confessed before the OJ trial. That's what that guy just said. Norman Pardo said that Glenn Rogers. Did you hear the same thing I did?
I think I heard that,
Get him out of town.
Yeah. So I'm like, it feels unlikely. It feels just very unlikely. But
the whole thing's a giant lie because feel that OJ said that he now says Norman Pardo was never his manager. And then if you go online, there's a billion pictures of them on planes together at signings in Vegas. Like they're everywhere together. And OJ's like, I don't know that guy.
I mean, he was my roommate, but I don't know him.
Well, I think we can just all believe in the decency of human beings. And Norman Pardo just wants to get the truth out because he's that kind of a Christian. By the way, 1999 on WhoKilledNicole.com.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.